using your money for drugs and alcohol. You used your money for getting ahead in life to make life better for yourself, you know?
Yeah, yeah. There was definitely an advantage to staying positive and working and bettering myself for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I had a lot of, like you said, the alcoholism and everything in the family and whatnot. But with that, I did have a big brother.
Okay.
And my brother is one of the, he ended up being a bit of the father figure.
Right.
And then pushing me and saying, hey.
Keeping you on track.
Keeping me on track. Yeah, like, yeah. Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? And I decided, you know, maybe I should listen to my big brother.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, Tone. Well, Tone, you mentioned our history together. Now, I actually met you. I was actually working for HFP, and my job wasn't going well there. I was a foreman, and I wasn't really able to get my crew listening to me, and I eventually got fired. So I was out on the street for about a day before I got another job up at Hazleton, and I ran into a guy called Jim Golder. Do you remember him?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he was actually taking a first aid course, and I thought that would help me looking for jobs if I got in on that. So I signed up for that course, and then I met Jim, and he said they're looking for a mechanic at Huckleberry. So that's sort of how I got my foot in the door. Now, and as soon as I got there, it wasn't much longer that I met you. And when I met you, it was through
speakers
my
on,
rescue, and you were. I kind of felt.
Drop this down, pull that up. Okay. Let's just turn that on. Okay, here we go. Let's fire up this here. Where are we? Right there. Not hearing any volume.
Good evening, friends of the Bulkley Valley and beyond. My name is Thomas Tom Roper. And you are listening to CICK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9 on your FM dial. My program, On the Ropes, is broadcasting from the Cassia Territory of the Gidimdum Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en.
There we are, folks. We had a little glitch. It seemed like we were double tracking, and I couldn't get that removed. I had to bring in my expert, Megan, who shut everything down and restarted. That seems to be a normal process for the computer. And we're back in action. So tonight, I never had a chance to let you know. I had an opportunity to go to Vietnam. And so I was taking my last show off. And I got my ticket. Everything was looking good. And I was going to visit a friend of mine who just married a woman over there and built a house. And unfortunately, he has some issues, cancer issues, and he had to fly to Vancouver. So I had to cancel my ticket. And it was a little bit disconcerting, but I was really more concerned about him. And hopefully he can get himself back on the bright side. So we're back. We've had a busy spring, and lots been going on. One thing that we had that was very exciting was our group, What Matters in the Valley, had decided to put on a party. And we called the party Save Our Rivers. And we're very concerned about the coal mine coming to Telqua. And so we thought we would try to reach out to the community and see if we get some people to come. Would you believe we had 80 people come through the door? We had a silent auction. We had a little bit of food. And the Legion was looking after us very well. We had lots of water, drinks, whatever a person wanted. And three individual musicians. We had a poet. And we had two bands. So it was actually quite the night. And it seems that our fundraiser, we raised over $1,000. So it was pretty exciting. We formed this group Would you believe 7 years ago, and the concern for this mine that they want to put 7 kilometers from the town of Telqua? The grassroots group wants to prevent this construction from polluting Goathorn Creek, the Telqua River, and consequently the Bulkley and the Skeena Rivers. Unfortunately, the risks massively outweigh the benefits. Yes, there would be jobs, but the damage to our land, our drinking water, and our fish would be devastating to our valley. So that was the idea of that party night, and it turned out very successful. I've also got some posters here of what's coming up in the future. We've got the teen edition of Hadestown, presented by the SSS Theater. It'll be at the Della Herman on April the 16th to the 18th, 7:30 p.m., with a matinee on the 18th at 1 p.m. So that should be very interesting. The Smithers Theater people are very special. They do a great job. And the other thing that's coming up that's very exciting for CICK is our Spring Fling. This has been going on for many years in association with the Bulkley Valley Concert Association. And we're going to be at the Legion on April the 10th. That's coming up this Friday. Doors at 7:30. The band starts at 9. We've got two Vancouver-based bands, all-girl bands, if you can believe it. The Pack AD and Space Queen. So we're looking to have some fun there. The tickets are advance at Mountain Eagle Books or CICK or the Legion for $20. At the door, they're $25. And we're looking for people 19 and older, just to keep it that way. So that should be pretty exciting, and that's already coming on this Friday. Seems to be one party after the next. Okay, well, let's try and get on with the show. We've lost a few minutes with our computer problems, but we're moving on. So what I kind of wanted to do tonight was play a few songs, a little musical potpourri, presenting artists that were selected for Juno nominations. I've got 9 cuts with a mention of their names, and so let's turn that on right now, and we'll start up with the first group that I've got in line is called Pup. So let's hear what they are. Let's listen to what they sound like.
It took me a while. Watch one.
Well, that was a group called Pup, and their song was Hallways. They've got the Pup is a group of four Toronto punks that thrive on volatility. Who Will Look After the Dogs is their fifth album, which they truly had some fun producing. So that's our first cut. So let's move on. We got to keep going because we're a little bit behind. And we'll try this next one, which is by the Blue Stones, called Come Apart. Now, these are groups that were nominated for the Juno and did not make the finals, but they are some pretty good sounds. Well, let's take a try at this one. That's how they shut her down. I like that. Nice and solid. So that group is the Blue Stones. And there's two guys in the group, Paul Meany and Tarek Jafar. That cut that they had that we just listened to is called I Come Apart off their album Metro. I couldn't find very much information on them. The Spotify has a little bit of a history on most performers, but sometimes there's not a lot of information there. So we're going to keep flying along here. We got another one coming up called 3 Days Grace, and they have a song that they set for the Junos called Mayday. Let's take a listen to this one. I like this one too. That was it. 3 Days Grace, and that song was Mayday. So it looks like this group formed in 2001, and they staked into the hard rock vanguard with 19 number one records through Media Base Active Rock. The band is consistently averaging 13 million listeners monthly on Spotify. Now, that's pretty crazy stuff to put that many listeners out. So I'm just looking out the window here at the studio, and it's snowing. I've been kind of surprised. I actually got caught with that false spring in February. I put my snow shovels away, and I was raking the grass, and I was thinking like we were there, but it's turned around several times on us, and here it is today. It was a pretty lovely day today, but now we're getting a little bit of snow tonight. That's part of living in the north. Okay, so we're going to carry on. I got another song, fourth in my group, called Magpie by a group called Peach Pit. So let's see how they're doing here. Let's see what kind of sound we can get out of them. Okay, I kind of squeezed a few seconds out of that one because it's a little longer song, and we're hard to believe we've gone over a midway point on the show because we lost a few minutes. So I want to squeeze this other one. So let's just finish off with Peach Pit. They're a Vancouver-based indie rock standout group. Lead singer Neil Smith, guitarist Chris Van Der Kooi, bassist Peter Wilton, and the drummer Mikey Paskuski have evolved, expanding their sound while staying true to their heartfelt songwriting. There you go. So we've got one here now from Arcade Fire. It's called Year of the Snake. I'm going to slide it in right now. another cut. I had about a 5-6 minute song, and I've kind of broke it off at 4 minutes, so we can see if we can get a couple more of these songs in there. They're actually pretty cool. These are the nominees for the Junos of 2026, and these are the group of musicians that did not actually win the award, but they got to the door. So just finishing now with Arcade Fire. The band emerged out of Montreal in the 2000s and earned a reputation for transcendent live shows. Their album Funeral, named number one of the 2000s, celebrating love, hope, and the band's Haitian roots. In 2025, they produced Pink Elephant, showcasing mystic punk. So that's kind of interesting and a very popular group at the moment. So my next artist is a lady called Tate McRae, and she's actually a singer-songwriter and dancer. Believe it or not, she's gathered 15 billion career streams. So let's listen to her song called Sports Car. That was Tate McRae, and this girl is actually a Calgary native. She released her third album, So Close to What, and she's had a number one album on the Billboard 200 charts and multiple number one top 40 hits. So she's been doing very well, and she came into the Juno nominations. Hoping for a Juno, but maybe next year. Okay, I've got another one. I've got two more that I'd like to squeeze in if we have enough time. And this one is a country song, and the artist's name is Josh Ross. and his song is called Single Again.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone, but I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand and we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him, and you'd be walking out of here without him.
I like that song. It kind of got a little bit of my country roots rising out there. And Josh Ross and his hit Single Again. In 2025, Josh earned his first Juno for Country Album of the Year. So he's been in the market, and he was just looking for his single to pull in there for a Juno again, but maybe next year. So my last song is called Options by artist Cameron Whitcomb from British Columbia. And we'll see if we can squeeze that in before we run out of time. Here we go.
Is it a relapse if it's just a drink? A picture-perfect party full of friends I used to keep. My favorite vices I used to need. Lined up on the countertop and they're calling out to me. Would I still survive it, or have I lost my edge? You're never quite alive as when you're shaking hands with death. Would I still remember how to lose my mind? Oh, I'd like to think I might. I won't, but I could pull that bottle out that shelf. It helps me cope, knowing I could be that version of myself. Could disappear. I can hear them quiet knock. I open up the door, I could have swore I triple locked. Invite my skeletons to come on in with their hollow eyes and that awful itch, and we'll chew through the air to tell a story. Would I still survive? Have I lost my edge? Yeah.
Okay, so I had to shorten up Cameron Whitcomb's song. I Got Options from his debut album, Hard Way. And he's got some other climbing singles, Medusa and Quitter. An interesting musician out of Vancouver, BC area. So there we have it. We have squeezed in some Juno nominees songs. Pretty interesting program. And unfortunately, we had a small glitch to get us started, and we lost a few minutes, but we have made her through. I'd like to very much appreciate you joining me tonight for this little musical melody. The next show is in 2 weeks' time, April the 20th, and we're going to feature Polly Threlkeld, Telqua Artiste. Remember, all shows are archived on your computer, smithersradio.com. Click schedule top left, scroll down to Monday at 6, and choose the show. So I'm going to close her out with our outro.
You have been listening to On the Ropes, Smithers Community Radio, CICK 93.9 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Thomas Tom Roper, and we will see you on the flip side.